Okay, tell us about bad times on the submarine.
Well, but these weren't, we were just talking about it being at Eastport. Eastport, Maine was a great seaport for us to visit. And I was very young there. I hadn't been on a submarine more than 3-4 months. I wasn't even qualified yet. And we went to Eastport coming out of a repair out of Philadelphia. We were in the yards. And the tides were so strong at Eastport, and this was over the 4th of July, that if you were caught at low tide, you were probably 40 feet below the pier. So you were trapped. You couldn't get on, you couldn't get off. But the other thing that happened with Eastport, they welcomed the submarine. We were the only military vessel in there celebrating the 4th of July. And the sheriff even gave us his car to use. And the more we would drink, the more that car would visit the neighborhood with the siren on, right? And it was just great. We couldn't do any wrong there. But we were also talking about there's a critical point in your dive where there's a point of no return. And if you're on the surface and the seas are very rough, you can't dive, because when you're half in the water, half out, based on how the seas are, the tendency of the seas are stronger than the submarine, and it could flip the submarine. It could turn it on its head, and then you lose all control, and you're stuck on the bottom. So if we got stuck on the surface through a storm, and that happened many a time, the people that didn't have their sea legs would get sick, and it would be just terrible. But they would all carry around their neck these number 10 tin cans, and they would have ropes in it. And that was their, you know, like when you go on an airplane, you got these seasick bags. Well, we use these number 10 tin cans. And so I have all sorts of those type stories, right, that go on and on. We were in the Mediterranean, and I was assigned to mail duty. I had to pick up the mail. The submarine, the Bang, was taking out VIPs on a tour. You know, they would take them out. So I was left in port with another guy, and we had to get the mail and be back to the boat at 4:30 when they arrived. And we didn't know what to do with ourselves. We took care of the mail. I got the mail. I told whatever the boat was, or the ship that I went to get the mail. It was a tender or something. I said, I'll be back at 4 o'clock to get it. Except, what do you do? And by the way, we were in Naples, Italy. And what do you do when you're a sailor, you're over 21, by yourself? What do you do? Well, we went and we started to drink, right? And come about 7 o'clock at night, we realized that we got to go back. And and we had to tie up outboard a tender. We weren't even at a pier, so we had to take a shuttle to the tender and then cross over the tender, you know, on foot to get to our submarine. And we were drunk as a skunk. and I'm carrying the mail, which is dear to everybody, right? And I didn't care, right? So, you know, but fortunate enough, they understand. They take care of us.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I got a couple of more negative